talking Avalanche hockey with the voice of the Avs, Connor McGehee, on the team.
With us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, had the call on the Avalanche and their opening win of the second round last night against the St. Louis Blues from the Concave. It's Con Air, Connor McGehee. Good morning, Connor. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm good, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Because see, when I see Connor McGehee, I do think of the Nicolas Cage character from Con Air.
Long-haired Nicolas
Cage. With the white wife beater tank top, the long hair. I mean, that's how you call every game, right? Looking like Nick Cage?
Yeah, that's exactly what I look like. I mean, it suits me to a T. We're practically twins.
Exactly. People confuse you all the time. Yeah, they get you confused all the time, right? They call you Nick Cage, and you go, I'm Connor McGehee. They call him Connor McGehee all the time. It's like you were separated at birth. But
yeah, really, really is truly amazing. I don't know how we did it, but we did.
But you did. Great win for the Avalanche last night, though. I mean, it's you watch that game, and as you've watched it in full last night and described it to us, first two periods, I felt like the Avalanche should have been up like 9-1. It just a lot of shots off the post. Cogliano had one of those. It just felt like they dominated the Blues last night, but it still ends up going to overtime last night. You know, a little kerfuffle on the shift change that allows that game to go to overtime. But the Avalanche, the resiliency, that's the word today, resiliency, they showed that last night with that win.
Well, find a way is not the theme for the playoffs for the Avalanche for no reason, because they've done that all year, and that game last night had, speaking of mirror images and separated at birth, that game and game two of the Nashville series were eerily similar. You have all those shots, you have all those chances, and Ingram, spectacular in that instance, Binnington, good last night, the Avalanche definitely unlucky. I think somebody said in the press box that officially, five posts is the most posts hit without a goal in Stanley Cup playoff history, which may not be a thing. It may, who knows? Fact is, they didn't go in the net. But the Avalanche stuck with it instead of getting annoyed, frustrated, any of those things, going full Braden Schenn in the penalty box. They just stuck with it, and it was fascinating because Sam Girard gets a goal and Josh Manson gets a goal, and they come from unlikely places. And when people were questioning the Avalanche's depth, I'm not sure that they always forget the blue line, we'll put it that way. And two of the three goals last night come from defensemen having to be D partners, and the Avalanche outshooting the Blues 13-0 in overtime. And you're right, when that is the case, that is the team that usually deserves to win. And Ingram had a chance to, or gave the Predators a chance to steal one in game number two. Binnington gave the Blues a chance to steal one last night. But Colorado was, again, able to prevail, and they were the team that definitely deserved to win that hockey game.
Avs Radio Voice, Connor McGehee with us today on the Team Sports Network. How is the songbird of our generation? What have you heard about Sammy Girard?
I think he's fine.
Gonna be okay?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I know as much as you guys.
Okay.
I mean, Jared Bednar said that he's fine post game last night. So,
because I mean, they carted him off, and I didn't know if you had any inside information that we were not privy to. That
I rarely do. I rarely do.
Well, he's gonna be fine, and that's the number. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter what any of us know, right? Long as he's gonna be back for game two of this series, that's all we care about.
Sure. It's amazing how many times that, you know, people on Twitter know things before I do, which is often.
Well, you look at last night, and like you said, the scoring came from Josh Manson in overtime, Sammy Girard, Nichushkin, the unfamiliar sources, right, of scoring on this team. And that shows just how deadly this team can be. Even when McKinnon can't find the back of the net, though he was flying all over the place last night, as he normally does, that, you know, that they always seem to find, because of the depth of this team, Connor, other scoring sources, which that was a problem a couple of years ago, right? In the last couple of seasons, of finding that secondary scoring, that just does not seem to be a problem for this team anymore.
No, it doesn't. And they have belief in each other, and it doesn't matter who it is. That's five, now five different wins in these Stanley Cup playoffs, five different game-winning goal scorers, including two defensemen. Three defensemen with Devon Taves. Sorry about that. Andrew Gagliano, his shorthanded goal was the game winner early on in the Nashville series. So you're right. I mean, as much as we talk about Cale Makar's 10 points in four games versus Nashville, Nathan MacKinnon scoring in all four games, four games straight, and being one of the best postseason point producers in the history of the National Hockey League, success comes from everywhere else. And chances were generated by Erik Johnsson. He had a great opportunity last night. Lehkonen pulling out the post. So chances are coming really from all four lines. And that's fascinating because the talking point for the Blues is that they have 920 goal scorers on their team, which is unheard of. That means that the top three lines, every single forward has 20 goals or more. And when you're playing a team like that, you have to find different sources of offense, and the Avalanche were able to do that not just last night, but this entire postseason. But we can see how the series are now different. And with the Blues series, it's going to be a different style of play, and it's a clean slate. It's a start from scratch. For Colorado, they don't even want to think about Nashville anymore because this is different, and the focus needs to be different. And we saw that adjustment happen in real time last night. And the Avalanche, you know, after the first period where things weren't exactly going their way, really turned on the gas and started to dominate. And they need to continue that through game number two coming up tomorrow night.
Ryan O'Reilly with that first goal last night on a rare misplay, you know, funky bounce for Cale Makar that led to the O'Reilly goal last night. I tell you, Ryan O'Reilly, he's a really good player, but it seems like he relishes this opportunity to face the Avalanche, that there's still an axe to grind there with Ryan O'Reilly. Is that that's just the vibe that I certainly get from him anytime I watch him play the Avalanche?
I mean, possibly, but for him, he's moved on. He's the captain of the St. Louis Blues. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's won a Conn Smythe. That would be wasted energy, as far as I'm concerned. But, I mean, remember, it was his quote that really fueled the Avs to sweep the Blues last year. He said, we're going to have fun. We're going to beat him. And they didn't. And so, but I think if you're Ryan O'Reilly, I mean, it was a good start to his career. It didn't work out that way. And it was sort of a strange path, but he found where he was supposed to be. And for him, that's, you know, he will be known as one of the best St. Louis Blues in history.
I thought Darcy Kuemper, considering all the time off recovering from the eye injury, Connor, I thought Darcy played really well last night. The shift change led to the one goal.
Yeah.
The, you know, they said the fluky play, as they referenced with Makar, led to O'Reilly's goal. I thought Darcy played pretty well. I thought, in total last night, considering it was 8 days off, I thought the Avalanche came out with a lot of fire, played great, where they could have very well been a very sluggish hockey team last night.
Sure, and I think this rest versus rust issue has been, it's just something that we talk about in the media.
Right.
I don't think that it's something that exists inside of a coach's room, inside of an NHL locker room. I think that everyone wants to play games, but they are so good now and so finely tuned that game pace is not impossible to just turn on right away. We saw that with Nashville when the team had not really been put together for almost a month, maybe even more. And once the group was together, they put the pedal to the metal right off the hop. And last night, you're right, no real signs of letdown. And it just got better as they went along. So I think this whole thing in between series about the too much rest issue, I think, because Dave Landeskog says it's not a thing, Jared Bednar says it's not a thing, and with the Avs winning last night, I would now to agree that it's not a thing.
Connor McGahey, radio voice of the Avalanche, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. Game 2 tomorrow night here on the team, pregame at 7. What adjustments can you kind of anticipate Craig Berube making with the Blues?
Well, it's interesting. He went 11 forward, 7D again last night. Same thing that he did in Game 6 versus the Minnesota Wild 5 nights ago. But for him, I don't know if he needs an extra forward, if he likes Perunovic as that 7th D enough to keep him in there. But for him, I mean, the Blues just, they didn't have really any shots on goal. They were opportunistic. And if that's going to be how the series is going to go, they're going to have to score on every single scoring chance that they're given. And the Avalanche are getting to a point where they're not going to want to give them really, really any. I mean, there were two gifts last night. They scored on both of them. And if Kemper is able to make one save or O'Reilly puts that over the net, it's a completely different story. Offensively, the Blues were nowhere close to being a threat last night. The one goal scored by Kyrou was on the power play, and that was the only power play opportunity they got all night. And now they have a power play goal in every single playoff game they've played this year. So I think that Berube will want to be more aggressive and just get more rubber towards Darcy Kemper. But if the Avalanche have the puck the whole time, which is part of their strategy, that's hard to do. So it's sort of just being opportunistic, I think, if you're the St. Louis Blues, and the Avalanche know that they have a couple things to clean up as well. And if they do that, I think they walk out with another win in Game 2 tomorrow night.
Last night, you had the chance to talk with Commissioner Gary Bettman. Kind of your takeaway and your conversation with the commission last night.
Yeah, it was good. We've done that a couple times. Last time he came on our show was the outdoor game at Lake Tahoe last year, and he's always generous with his time and wants to make himself available. I didn't reach out to the league. They reached out to us and wondered if he wanted to be a guest during the first intermission, and of course jumped at the opportunity. But it's always fun to talk about the health of the league and where they're at. And this was the most profitable year ever for the National Hockey League. Two new television deals, able to get full buildings again for the most part. Canada and some other parts of the states were an issue for a while, but things seem to be on the uptick. And the financials, it's, you know, we've heard the quote, it's all about the money sometimes. And that's where it's interesting for general managers in particular, because they need to know what kind of space they're working with. The cap is supposed to go up $1 million next year. No commitment as to another jump for the year after that, but that gives more flexibility to the GMs to construct teams that can really wow you. And if you're in cap trouble, then you're going to be probably there for a long time. So it's always interesting to take the temperature of the league office and see how the wide brush and wide angle situation is, and even the particulars. But Commissioner Bettman, always generous with his time and always honest as well. And, you know, he's awarded 2 Stanley Cups to Avalanche captains, Joe, or just one captain, Joe Sack. And here's hoping that he'll be around to award a 3rd, hopefully this year.
Hear, hear. I hope that is the case too. Connor, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You bet, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
All right. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, while the Avalanche and the St. Louis Blues right here on the Team Sports Network.